Hi everyone, I'm Jenny, and you're listening to 潘吉 Jenny 告诉你
Hey guys, this is Adam, and today we are talking about one of my favorite subjects, actually.
Which is
Chinese.
对，我们开言英语其实就是教大家实用的英语，然后做了这么多年的节目和课程。诶，我突然想到我们中国朋友学英语的很多困惑、放在外国人学中文身上会不会有呢 Do you guys have the same problems?、
Oh.
You know, do you struggle with speaking? Do you struggle with reading, writing, listening?
Good lord, there are so many things to talk about.
对，所以我觉得学习任何一门新的语言其实真的都不容易啊、然后怎么学好一门外语可能也有很多的共性吧所以今天呢因为 Adam 学中文也蛮久了吧就跟我们分享一些自己的切身体会好那我们节目的音频配套文字大家可以在我们的微信公众号找到我们的公众号就叫做开言英语开放的开语言的言嗯，今天这期节目其实想想很有意思啊因为作为中国人可能有的时候对你的 mother tongue 母语、you kind of don't really question it or study it、
right.
对吗但直到诶你跟一个外国人聊天发现、哦、原来我的语言真的 it's so confusing
sure
I've never you know I've never seen it that way
well it could be really confusing at that basic level but then for a lot of my friends in China foreigner friends、will study the HSK、
汉语水平考试是不是
higher level tests、but you know when they get their Chinese friends to help them with it these friends have no idea what's going on
对什么结果补语啦把字句啦、
but it's the same thing if you get you know you're just your native speaking English friend who doesn't have any experience teaching、it's the same thing the exact same thing
没错然后你讲到最基本最 basic level 的东西就我发现在北美吧一个人如果知道我是中国人以后他通常就会问我说 So do you speak Mandarin or Cantonese?
It's always we think there are only those two languages and we're very proud of ourselves for knowing quote unquote knowing that fact
对就是他都不会问我你是中国哪里人直接就说你说普通话还是广东话、对吧然后就像 Adam 说的就是肯定也没有概念说、There are so many dialects 还有其他更多的方言在中国
Yeah, it's so weird because usually when Because people also ask that of me、right? Oh, you were in China for a long time Well, did they speak Mandarin or Cantonese? And usually I'll just say, you know, oh, justYou know, Mandarin.
所以 Mandarin 就是普通话对吗
I guess. I spent many years in China asking what the difference between 汉语中文 and
普通话
You know, what's the difference? And every single person gave me a different answer. because my friends in Guangdong would also say that, well, no, hold on, 中文 is also 广东话。
广东话也是中文、对不对上海话也是中文。
Right.
但它肯定不是普通话所以这概念就是当英文里面说 Mandarin 的时候大家去查词典它可能会告诉你官话
Right, yes
反正就普通话或者 Wikipedia 也会说也就是 Standard Chinese or Standardized Chinese
Right
而普通话就用拼音写出来
Yes
但是如果你跟一个外国人直接说普通话 They won't understand what you're talking about
No
对对对 Mandarin they get And then Cantonese of course 就是广东话对吧
嗯
你刚学中文的时候 ,did you start with 拼音?是从拼音开始
吗? I sure did, yeah.
所以拼音在英文里面就是 it's
letters,
the 拼音。
Yeah, it's the letters, the alphabet, I guess.
The alphabet or, 也可以说 the romanization.
Yes, but the problem with saying it's the romanization is there are so many romanizations for Chinese. For example, like if you go to Beijing and I want to go to a very famous university there, I might say,Excuse me, can you tell me how to get to Tsinghua?
对对对，因为 romanization 就是把非这个拉丁字母书写的文字系统转换成拉丁字母。
Right.
所以像你说的清华、
right.
或者青岛啤酒
yes, yes,
对吧
yes.
它是 TS, 它不是 Q,、
是
对不是我们现在用的这套拼音。
Right.
Okay, so...We can just say, do you know 拼音?
Yeah.
好，那另外一个我觉得外国人会觉得很难哦，很 tricky 的就是中文的这个声调。
Oh, yeah, yeah. You always will meet someone in China who will say, bro, tones don't matter. Tones don't matter, bro.
Tones totally matter.
don't matter, bro.
对，然后 OK, so what are tones, Adam?
Well, you, of course, you all know the tones. Ah, ah, ah,
ah. Ah, 对，就是四，也不能说四声，因为还有一个轻声嘛。
Oh, yeah, right. Neutral tone.
Neutral tone, 对。其实今天这个节目我自己做 it's very near and dear to my heart, 因为在做开言英语之前我是教外国人中文的、
mm.
就是也是我们这个行业叫对外汉语啦。那也是我为什么会认识 Adam 和 Spencer, 因为当时他们都用我那个工作那个产品 ChinesePod 学中文，然后我就记得特别是我们给 beginner 的一些课，真的每一个词非常重要的都会说，比如重要这两个词、mm. What are the tones?
Right. Well, first you'd always spell them. You'd spell out the pinyin, right?
对 It's Z-H-O-N-G
Yeah.
Fourth tone.
Fourth tone.
重
Yeah.
And Y-A-O Fourth tone、mm. 要
It was super useful though.
对重要 and tones matter.
Tones matter, right? Problem is sometimes those darn tones change.
对，这个我觉得就是有些词它声调会改变，也是我们中文母语的人、
mm.
我们会这样说，但我们不会意识到这是一个规则，这是一个 linguistic rule.
Right.
对，那讲到 tone change 就是比如说、
Well, for example, one of the first words that、many foreigners will learn in China is 不
啊，对
But if I don't want something, for example, I can't just say 不要
对，就是两个 fourth tones 的时候、mm. 第一个 fourth tone 那个第四声就会变成第二声
Changes into a second tone
不要、
mm-hmm.
对不对然后两个 third tones 的时候
Oh yeah, that's、becomes a second tone and then kind of a neutrally tone
比如你好老
板,、yeah.
老板
yeah.
对不对就不是你好然后就你好、
yeah.
因为我本身也不是学对外汉语的我是做了那份工作以后才
Oh,
oh right The tones do change、
yeah.
right and 但是好处是 they follow a pattern
Right
是有规则的不是 randomly you change a tone
Yeah Well one thing I always found too was a lot of like in compounds where there'd be two characters、
mm-hmm.
a lot of times the but just、I remember very clearly that people used to say that tone and now they just don't say a tone they say a neutral toneI can't really think of an example, but there's so many.
对，因为语言是会变的吧？
Mm, right.
嗯，好。那除了这个 tones 比较难呢，另外一个真的很难的就是写。
Oh yeah, I'm gonna write those Chinese characters.
Chinese characters 啊，汉字。所以讲到汉字呢 ，we don't say Chinese words,、
mm-hmm.
right? Because when you say words, 那更多的 it's more general. It's the speaking is 都是 words.
Right. Yeah.
但你真的说到书写，就是 yeah, writing your characters.
嗯、mm-hmm.
嗯。但是 everyone I think has slightly different learning styles.
Sure.
比如我认识的很多外国朋友还有当时的学生他们特别爱汉字特别喜欢写、mm-hmm. and they really feel like, you know, learning the different radicals, 偏旁部首、mm-hmm. 就 help them,get to know the language.
Sure,
help、
yeah.
them internalize it.
Yeah, exactly.
对吗然后其实 Adam 也是喜欢写的。
嗯、mm-hmm.
因为我还记得有一次我看到你一本笔记本然后里面特别特别 neat, 特别那个整洁而且都写得很好看、mm. 就密密麻麻我都惊呆了。
Everything. I was writing something about 我不喜欢老板。
对因为其实可能我们很多中国人自己平时已经 handwrite 手写的机会很少了、所以我就想说天哪你这么厚一本笔记本密密麻麻的记
Well it's something you have to practice a lot right I mean and since that day I practice a lot less and if you gave me a piece of paper right now might not be so beautiful
对这个其实有点像我们很多开言的会员就是一边听我们的课会做笔记、
mm-hmm.
然后其实 native speaker 现在真的手写英语的这个机会也不是那么多、mm-hmm. 对不对、
right.
然后我们有些主播看到用户的笔记说哇这写得好漂亮啊
yeah, I always think that、yeah.
对如果说一个人字写得漂亮是Can you say, oh, you've got beautiful handwriting?
Beautiful handwriting, yeah.
Beautiful,
Elegant, I guess,
Elegant, 或者就像我前面说 neat, 如果是很整洁的话。
Yeah.
Oh, but speaking of Chinese characters, 我们还有繁体字和简体字。
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. So there are the traditional characters that, you know, are very old and wonderful.
Complicated.
Very complicated, right? So when things are complicated, you can often simplify them.
所以简体字就叫 simplified Chinese,、
yeah.
是吧、
yeah.
刚刚我说到 radicals,、mm-hmm. 啊、偏旁部首比如什么三点水啊、
right.
单人旁啊这些、mm-hmm.三点水英语怎么说
Three water.
The water radical,
the water
right?
Radical. Okay, yeah,
the fire
I guess,
radical,、
yeah.
the people, the person radical.、Mm. 然后、啊、另外还有一个就是我们的笔画也很重要嘛。
Mm. Oh yeah, the strokes.
横竖撇、
right.
捺 and the order.
The order, yeah, stroke、
really、
order.
Yeah, stroke order, 笔顺也很重要。啊、现在我就是教儿子写字这个笔顺 他就像画画一样。
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, it's interesting you say that because a lot of times、you will find foreigners will say, can you draw Chinese characters? And I think if you meet someone who says, write Chinese characters, you can automatically know that they have a deeper respect for、mm-hmm. China and Chinese.、
Mm-hmm.
They don't use the word draw.
不然他们就像一个五岁的小孩。好，哎，再问你一下，那横英语怎么说？
Vertical line.
Vertical, 那是竖吧 ？Vertical,、
oh.
horizontal line 是横。
Oh, right, right.
对对
对， right.
但有些东西它就是没有英文对应的，比如撇和捺，就是我们教的时候也是就用那个拼音嘛，它撇的，它捺 ，yeah.
Right, yeah. Well, the thing is like when we were at university in China, like we're not really using English to talk about these things. You know, so it's like I never did bother to translate some. Yeah, okay, a line, a hook. There's lots of hooks. and then, of course, you just kind of like make up words for yourself. Oh, this looks like this.
哎，这就让我想到，就是我们拼音嘛，比如旅游的旅，对不对？
Mm, right.
是 LU, 但那个 U 上面是有两点的。
Right.
然后
umlaut.
对 ,umlaut, 这是 German.
Mm-hmm.
德语，因为他们也有这两点。
Right.
所以大家要用英语要表达这个点的时候，你可以说 "It's the U with the umlaut."
But even that, I don't know if people would know. I mean, just say two dots.
然后对，然后他就说，我在手机上、电脑上怎么打呀？都没有 umlaut、
right.。
然后你就跟他说
okay, V,
V, it's L V. 听起来像名牌。好，那但我觉得啦，中文虽然对很多外国朋友很难 ，but it's also fascinating， 很有意思、哦。有后面很多的文化背景、历史故事，特别是当你们学到有一件东西叫成语的时候。
Oh, yeah.
我是觉得就两个 camp 啊，有些外国同学真的非常爱成语，特别 fascinated， 会背一大串，但是有很多特别到中国生活了以后，他会发现说，哦，大家讲话的时候不是天天用成语的。
Right. Yeah, so I used to be in that first camp, and I spent so many hours, so much time doing that, but I just got...Not rejected, but you know what I mean? Like, I would try to, you know, say some kind of 成语 to the 送外卖的。哎呀，什么？什么？
对，所以这个就是要看实际的使用场景。
Yeah.
对，我觉得这也有点像，就是我们中国人学英语，可能你就背了很多的表达方式，
right.
会背了很多 advanced 的高级的词汇， mm-hmm. 但其实你日常讲出来是听着很奇怪的。
Right, exactly.
是吧？但成语也要说说啊，它的这个英文 ，so you call them
idioms, I guess.
Idioms, 习语儿 set phrases.
Set phrases.、Yeah.
对，因为Set 就是固定的，你这成语不能乱换乱变里面的嘛
right,
right. They're set,
set phrases.
好，那最后想问 Adam 的就是哑巴中文啊。Did you struggle with that?
Well, interestingly enough, with the university classes, I have told this story once or twice before, but these classes would always be half, you know, European, British, American students, and half Asian students, Korean,
yeah,
Japanese. And it was always great because we just love speaking Chinese. This is so funny. But all of the Asian students were very quiet.
就很 shy.
Right. But then, of course, it's test time.And then the tests come, and, you know, like, where are all the British guys? Are, you know, oh, 老师，我可以看手机吗? And, of course, like, we all fail the test. But then all the, you know, the Korean students, Japanese students get perfect. But then the teacher would ask them, you know, like, some really simple question. What's it like in Korea?
所以你是说
什么?
你们西方人比较敢讲是吧
Which is there, we're having a good time, this is great, you know, like, tones are fun, words are fun, and the Korean students are just so nervous.
对，其实这个, it takes a lot of courage, right,、
yeah.
to be able to, well, the sound is completely foreign,、
mm-hmm.
everything is completely foreign,
sure,
所以你自己讲的时候就、
yeah.
有时候我们会很 self-aware, self-conscious,、mm-hmm. 就觉得、哦、好奇怪、哦、我讲的对不对 I can't believe I'm doing this.
Right.
但就是需要 develop some thick skin.
You need some, yeah.
Yeah, 就要厚脸皮一点，然后要 just get over yourself.
Get over yourself. Yeah, you're going to make mistakes. We're all going to make mistakes. I make a lot of mistakes. Jenny makes very few mistakes.
Many.
We all make mistakes, the point is. So just don't worry about it.
但我是觉得呢，还是有一些必要的学习方法，比如你先要就是去学在这个场景底下常用的表达、mm. 对吗不要我先买书来看然后看了很多的理论、right. 然后我根本不知道在真实场景下这东西怎么说、
mm.
然后另外学了怎么说以后还是要多听多看要去模仿 native speaker 是怎么说、
right.
那你的发音你要 shadowing 对吧、
right.
多听然后就去模仿然后自己再去说就一定要是这样当然我刚刚就是很简化的讲了一下啊、mm-hmm. 哑巴中文或者哑巴英语、mm-hmm. 英文怎么说呀
Well, they always say what, dumb?
但 dumb, 哑巴这也不太好
Well, it's not nice, but that's the like, literal translation of like, a person who can't speak is a dumb person.
对但你可以就说 I'm really bad at speaking.
Yeah.
My speaking isn't that good.
Yeah.
I can't really speak.
Can't really speak.
好但其实我觉得真的开言做这么多年吧我就是特别希望帮大家能够用这个语言就不光是说因为我觉得语言是一个整体你要会用什么是会用呢这个检验标准就真的是像现在教 ESL 我们教英语第二语言就是Can do、
right.
说的 can do statements、
right.
对吧欧洲语言大纲六个级别每一个级别它怎么 assess 学生就是 can do statements、
mm-hmm.
can you do these things、
right.
Introduce yourself,、
right.
对 getting a taxi,、mm-hmm. getting a coffee, 怎么怎么样的对就 very practical.
Yes, absolutely.
实用。好、谢谢 Adam 今天跟我们分享了很多自己的 personal stories, 那也希望大家听了以后也学到很多我们的母语中文同时用英语怎么跟外国人来解释来表达啊。好那其实在开言我们的主播我们的教研团队大家就是一个大的语言学习的一个集体吧。主播们有学中文的经验然后我们都在学英文 and I think that's one of the things that really make us stand out.
If we do say so ourselves.
感谢大家的支持我们会每天为你送出好的会员课程所以不要忘了到微信公众号来免费试用体验一下 OK, we'll see you next time 再见
Bye guys